Gavin McInnes is back with his all-new online network, freespeech.tv. Gavin McInnes, Joe Biggs, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Soph, all at freespeech.tv.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. We've got a bombshell show. I mean, that's an understatement. Everything is at stake right now. The deep state attack on America has reached a new crescendo. All the chips are on the table. Everything is at stake. And importantly, this is what's coming up here today. InfoWars has decoded the deep state coup to some extent here. InfoWars knows the identity of the second, quote, whistleblower, who, of course, was the source for the first, quote, whistleblower. And as I said, I don't know, 10 days ago or so, there is no first whistleblower. The whole thing is a farce. And now this second, quote, whistleblower is being called to testify. So it's really one person pretending to be three people. We're going to cover that in much more detail today as we embark on this extraordinary show. I'm going to bring in some things here today. In fact, I'm going to ask you to call your friends, tell them to tune in. I have an emergency message for President Trump at the bottom of this hour. Alex Jones has a special report in about 45 minutes or so from now. And in the second hour, we're being joined by a special guest who is an expert in preparedness for civil war activities, an expert in strategy, someone who has a tremendous amount of experience in surviving and being prepared and understanding what happens when countries shift into chaos, which is exactly the goal of this deep state coup. They want America to fall into chaos. They want to push Trump to where he has no choice but to declare or invoke the Insurrection Act, possibly declare martial law, and then they will say that he's a dictator. But they're pushing him toward it because they, the radical left and the deep state, they abide by no laws whatsoever. We're going to start off with a clip. The most powerful and tear-jerking words ever spoken by President Trump from Band.video. Go ahead and roll that clip. Watch. This is amazing.
I have to sign letters. It's the hardest thing I have to do. I sign letters. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith from Arkansas. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Jones from Alabama. Dear Mr. and Mrs. somebody from some great state. I'm sorry to inform you. Your son has been killed in combat. I'm so sorry. It's the hardest thing that I have to do. And I sign those letters, and it breaks your heart. And sometimes I go out to a place, Dover Air Force Base. It's a very tough experience. We go out there, and we meet the parents and the families, the wives, the children, the sisters, the brothers. We meet them, and we talk to them. These things are just impossible. I don't know how parents can do it, even. And I'll be talking to some of the parents, and they'll act like they're fine. I said, how are you doing? We're fine, sir. We're fine. We're really good. I said, that's great. And I'll tell the colonel, I'll say, Colonel, I think they're doing great. No, sir, they're not going to do great. You'll see. And I didn't know what he was talking about. This is the first time. And then we went outside to the runway, and this incredible machine is flying in, and it lands, and it comes over, and it pulls up. That door opens up, and the colonel told me, he said, sir, when that door opens up, those same people that you think are okay do things that you'll never see. You will hear sounds like you've never heard. That's what he does. And I saw that door open up with a coffin with a flag over it. And these beautiful soldiers, five or six on each side, lifting the coffin and walking down the runway, the plank, they call it, off this cargo plane. And I see parents make sounds, scream and cry like you've never seen before. A mother who was fine 20 minutes ago, you think, breaking the military line and jumping off and then jumping onto a coffin of her son or her daughter, jumping on top of the flowers, on top of the American flag. I've seen this. We were supposed to be in Syria for 30 days. We've now been there for 10 years. We were supposed to be in Afghanistan for a short period of time. We're now going to be there for close to 19 years. It's time to bring them home.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Live broadcast from Austin, Texas. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones today. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, October 13th, 2019. Today is a day that it has come to our awareness, all of us across America, that there is a deep state coup, an illegal, unconstitutional collusion attempt being carried out against our president and our republic to nullify the election of 2016, to override the will of the people, and to permanently install a deep state intelligence overlord system from which none of us will ever escape with our freedom intact. The deep state now demands absolute authoritarian control over everything, over our elections, over our speech. The deep state dictates the terms of the tech giants. They control our schools and the messaging that's taught in our schools. They control our media. They determine what is broadcast on CNN and elsewhere. And they now control all, quote, facts, even though their facts are hoaxes. And in today's broadcast here on InfoWars.com, we're going to be exposing the identity of the so-called second whistleblower, why this is a bombshell that you will only find exclusively here on InfoWars.com. You don't want to go anywhere. Today's broadcast is a game changer, and it shows why the independent media, especially here at InfoWars.com, but there are many others as well, the independent media is the real media in America. We are the real press. We are the real journalists. We are telling the real story about what's happening in our nation, and we need your support and your help to continue to fight this fight for freedom and our republic, our president, our Constitution, and for history to tell the truth about what's really happening right now. Now, before I get into all that, I'm going to just blaze through some of the big headlines that have broken over the last 2 days that you need to know about. I mean, there are so many, it's hard to know where to begin. But let's just start right here. Hunter Biden stepping down from the Chinese firm following Trump criticism. Now, I thought it was a conspiracy theory, according to Democrats, that Hunter Biden was receiving money from sitting on boards of companies involved in China or Ukraine. I thought that was a conspiracy theory. So I guess Hunter Biden is stepping down from a conspiracy theory. That should be the new headline. Hunter Biden steps down from conspiracy theory, according to Democrats. Here's another headline that you don't want to miss from Waking Times. Gardasil vaccine found to increase cervical cancer risk by 44.6% in women who are already exposed to HPV, which is most women. So there you go. The Gardasil vaccine causing cancer or increasing the risk of cancer in potentially millions of young women every year. Here's a story you won't find reported almost anywhere in the mainstream media. Judicial Watch announced this a couple of days ago. Trump rids major U.S. container port of Chinese communist control. Turns out that communist China had signed a lease agreement, a multi-decades lease agreement with Barack Obama. I think that was back in 2012. It was a 40-year lease agreement because, of course, Obama was selling out America to the Chinese. Oh, big surprise, right? Well, Trump has nixed that deal and is kicking them out of the Long Beach port. And that port, of course, is a strategic port for controlling California and access to California. Could even theoretically be a beachhead in an invasion of the United States through that port. Well, Trump is on to these people, these traitors like Governor Newsom of California and these communists. And what is it now today where it seems like every corporation, every organization in America is celebrating communist China while trashing America? What is it with the NBA where suddenly they just love China so much? I mean, what's next? I wrote a story that said, are they going to now have official NBA basketballs made out of surplus harvested organs? because that seems to be what the NBA believes in now. And the NFL hates America as well. ESPN hates America. What is it? Why are we supporting these organizations who are supporting communist China? Why are people at home right now watching the NFL or the NBA, perhaps, you know, recordings? Why are they supporting these organizations that don't even support America? It's insane. Moving on with today's news. California governor signs law forcing colleges to offer students abortion pills. This is from LifeSite News. You have to have abortion pills on campus now. This is the law under the state of California. This tyranny, this child murdering tyranny. Oh, and wait, there's something else out of California too. This is also from LifeSite. Infanticide is not a crime after a failed abortion, according to the California Attorney General in the baby parts court case. That's right. If you murder your baby in the state of California, it's not a crime as long as you don't want that baby. You got it? So if you just say, don't want the baby anymore, according to the state of California, you can now commit murder of your own child, and it's perfectly fine with the state of California. They won't prosecute you. In fact, they will defend you, and they will defend the baby murdering institutions like Planned Parenthood that are harvesting organs just as much as China. So I'm wondering, why doesn't the NBA connect with Planned Parenthood? I mean, if it's all about organ harvesting and murdering children and just abandoning all morality and ethics, seems like the NBA would love to be part of those abortions. You know what? They should have an abortion center right there in the middle of the basketball court. That's what they should do. They should have a Planned Parenthood halftime abortion demonstration at the NBA. You know, they shoot a few three-pointers and they harvest a few limbs. How about that? Because that's what they believe. That's how sick these people are. Sickos all around. But I have to continue here. Facebook takes down Proud American page that supports the U.S. Border Patrol. Over 3 million followers. Facebook takes it down because, of course, loving your country is too offensive for the far left. This is more election meddling by Facebook. The tech giants engaged in outright treason, total violation of the civil rights of Americans. They are meddling in elections. They are stealing the 2020 election in advance. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Vimeo. Vimeo even banned us because we had too many videos about vaccines. Oh, too many videos about vaccines. Oh, speaking of vaccines, check this out. A new announcement from Children's Health Defense. Vaccine injury ratio has now been announced. Thanks to a government-funded study, it turns out that one child is harmed for every 39 vaccines that are administered. You see that? That is well over 2%. It's 2.6% of children are harmed by vaccines. And what, the FDA says it's 1 in a million, or the CDC? It's actually 1 in 39. And that's about the same number of children that are becoming autistic now. Not quite there, but it's getting close to that. Vaccines? Well, I guess if they don't kill your child in a California abortion clinic or an NBA, you know, abortion demonstration, then they want to kill your child with vaccines. And remember last week when I was on the show here talking about what they put in the vaccines? You know, they put aborted human fetal tissue, that is an entire genome sequence of a specific human male that was aborted back in the 1960s. They've been cloning that tissue, and then they genetically modify it to activate 560 cancer genes. That's what's injected into your babies. Cancer genes, a blueprint for cancer. I could do a whole show on that, but let me continue with the news. New York Post says that Fox News misrepresented its impeachment poll. Remember that poll from Fox News that claimed, I think, 51% supported impeachment? Fox News is playing the same deceptive games as CNN, oversampling Democrats to try to mislead the public. There's a civil war inside Fox News, and there's an entire contingent of Fox News that wants to see America die. Bye-bye, Shep Smith. Good riddance to you. And I hope you're not the last one to leave Fox News. All the traitors need to be cleaned out of Fox News, professionally speaking, and shown the exit. That would be a good day for America. Let's clean up our media. Let's clean up our world. Let's drain the swamp. Much more straight ahead. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com. Mike Adams filling in. We'll be right back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got an emergency message for President Trump coming up in about 13 minutes, so don't go anywhere. Very important. Some big revelations. Again, InfoWars has decoded what's going on behind these whistleblowers, so-called whistleblowers. It all traces back to one person. It's all a deep state coup against this republic. But we've got some important things, some words for President Trump that need to go out, that need to be heard and shared. That's coming up in a few minutes. We're going to hit some more headlines until then. But by the way, Alex has his own emergency message in the segment at the end of this hour. And then coming up next hour, we've got an interview with survival and prepping expert Bob Griswold. I'll be asking him about what really happens if this breaks down into a hot civil war. How do people survive that? What are we likely to see? Because he's seen that in other countries all around the world. A couple of other breaking headlines until we get to that. You notice, by the way, in California, that people who have solar panels can't use them during the blackouts. Oh, what a shocker. It's because they're grid tie systems. Solar panels don't work during blackouts when they are grid tie systems. And all the people out there with their Tesla electric cars are finding out that they can't charge their cars. One person has already been confirmed killed when his, I think it was an oxygen saturation machine that, of course, depends on the power grid, stopped working. And all these people who invested all this money in solar power are finding it's useless right when you need it most. And don't forget, too, that California took down some of the ham radio repeaters or ordered them to be taken down. So you can't even communicate off-grid at the same time they're taking down your power. And this was deliberate. This is admitted. PG&E blocked the power, which in some areas will stop the water pumps from working. So you'll have no water in some areas. You'll have no electricity. You'll have no ham radio to communicate. Plus, they want to come take your guns, your ammo, and, of course, collapse your free speech. Is there anything that the government or the corporations of California won't take away from you? Maybe they'll take your land next. And it'll just be full-blown California communism. Oh, and by the way, where did this theory come from that claims that high-voltage power lines, when they're hit by wind, what, spontaneously burst into flame? That's nonsense. The only thing I see bursting into flame spontaneously in California are Tesla electric cars. Those are the fire hazards driving around the roads all over California. And by the way, if high winds cause power lines to burst into flame, then how do wind turbines work? Because wind turbines are supposed to have wind, right? And then they export the electricity on high voltage power lines. Well, how come they don't burst into flame all the time? The answer is because PG&E is lying to you. That's the California Power Company. They're lying to you. What else is new? Of course they're lying to you. Okay, Bill Gates was much closer to Jeffrey Epstein than he initially let on. This is on Infowars.com. I think it's an article from Zero Hedge. In fact, he met Jeffrey Epstein multiple times, according to reports. Isn't it convenient that Jeffrey Epstein disappeared? Perhaps was murdered. Perhaps, according to some theories, perhaps he was rescued. Most likely he was murdered. He was killed to shut him up and shut it down. But Bill Gates has something to answer for. Another story on Zero Hedge. The central bank issues a stunning warning. If the entire system collapses, gold will be needed to start over. This is the Dutch central bank. Shocked many with its claim that gold will be needed to start over after a collapse. Huh. I find it interesting that they didn't say Bitcoin will be needed to start over. No, Bitcoin has its uses, especially if you're in a place like China or Venezuela. You need to move money out of the country, out of tyranny. Cryptocurrency has many uses, but if you have a collapse event, you better have some gold. Gold and silver, by the way. That's how things are actually going to get back on track. Here's another story. This is from my site, Natural News. U.S.-China Lake military weapons research facility likely targeted with exotic tectonic weaponry that caused billions in damage. We're getting some interesting information about this, perhaps exotic weapons that collapsed the China Lake facility. There was an earthquake with an epicenter directly beneath that facility, which is a top secret research institution, you could say, well, military organization. And you think we're not being targeted by exotic weapons? Do you remember the Russian burrowing drone submarines with nuclear warheads that they could burrow into the coastal waters just off, for example, the east coast of the United States? And then if they were to detonate in a certain sequence with certain timing, they could unleash a massive tidal wave of radioactive seawater flooding into the coastal regions of the United States. That's real. We reported it here on Infowars.com. In fact, ahead of the entire media, the mainstream media, we reported it. And once again, we're getting hints about exotic weapons being used to take out the United States military. Don't think, by the way, that that doesn't have everything to do with Trump calling on China to be removed from the Long Beach port. There's something going on in California, something beyond just wind, something ultra fishy going on with California taking down the ham radios and taking down the power grid and trying to take away your guns desperately at the same time and calling for, well, really professing their support for communist China. There's something big going down. I'm going to get to the post-glacial sea level rise graphic. Cue that up shortly, guys. But first, let me just mention InfoWarsStore.com has the emergency sale. Everything must go 40 to 70% off dozens of different products. Your financial support for this network is absolutely crucial. Without your support, we cannot function. I wouldn't be here. There would be no infrastructure for me to step into this chair and bring you this news on this Sunday. And this is so crucial. That's why I'm here today, because I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in liberty. I believe in protecting our constitutional republic. I believe in protecting our president. If you share those beliefs, your support is absolutely crucial. Dozens of products on sale, some of them up to 70% off, others, you know, 40, 50, 60% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Your support is absolutely needed in order to keep everything rolling here. Now, we want to go to part of a clip from Randy Quaid about Wake Up, America. Let's go to that clip for as long as we can until we go to break. It's Randy Quaid coming up.
Is this the way America goes? From George Washington to George Soros? From oceans white with foam to a socialist swamp? Is this the way America goes? Is this really our future? Wake up, you sleeping giant. The Lilliputians have tied you down with their fantastic dreams of icebergs melting into dinosaurs and train tracks stretching across the Pacific waters. Trump trumpets reveille, and it's time to heed the call. The framers have been framed, the people disarmed. Conservative voices are silenced in the schools by anarchists left unmasked. Merry Christmas is greeted cheerlessly, even condemned. Is this how America goes? To a nation of godless fanatics?
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Mike Adams sitting here today, filling in for Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday broadcast. We have an emergency message for President Trump coming up in just a minute. I want to encourage you until that moment here. There's a lot that we have to share. I need to encourage you. Support the alternative platforms where free speech is still respected. Here at Infowars.com, they recently launched Band.video. And Band.video, more and more people will be joining those channels, including myself. I'll have a channel there soon. Band.video is not as banned as Infowars.com yet. But I've got a platform too, Brighteon.com, which Alex supports. In fact, Infowars is the largest channel on Brighteon.com. Brighteon's open to everybody right now, whereas Band.video is invitation only, to be opened up more and more over time. But both of these platforms are very important for the 2020 election, because Facebook will ban your videos. YouTube obviously will ban your videos. Google will ban your website. You'll be banned everywhere except these independent media platforms. So support them and support Infowars.com. Support InfowarsStore.com. And use these platforms if you want to have any speech remaining. Understand, just like Randy Quaid said right before that break, Randy Quaid, you know, why are you asleep? He's talking to the people who probably maybe aren't watching this show. Why are you allowing your country to be stolen from you? Why aren't you rising up and speaking out with your voice, you know, legally and lawfully protesting what's happening to your country? Because we've got it figured out. We know exactly what's happening. In fact, I'm going to get to that right now. Fiona Hill has been identified by sources close to Infowars.com as the name, the second whistleblower. Fiona Hill, former National Security Council member, former Brookings Institution, served on the National Intelligence Council from 2006 to 2009 under Obama, of course. She was the National Intelligence Officer for Russia and Eurasia. And she oversaw 16 member agencies of the U.S. intelligence community, including the CIA and the NSA. According to sources who have informed Infowars of this, she is the lone whistleblower. There is no other whistleblower as of yet. Whistleblower number one was faked. Whistleblower number one is fabricated, doesn't exist. They cited Fiona Hill's, quote, facts. And this is why the identity of whistleblower number one is not being released. This is why the whole thing is shrouded in secrecy. Because Adam Schiff has been colluding with the deep state intelligence community members and the deep state media to fabricate fake whistleblowers. Whistleblower number two is Fiona Hill, according to sources who have spoken with Infowars. Fiona Hill is also being called to testify. So one person, Fiona Hill, now becomes three people. This is called parallel construction. This is how the deep state runs things all the time. They have one person who pretends to be three. They will have this person be the anonymous whistleblower or the anonymous source. And then later on, that person will be called to testify, you know, reluctantly. Oh, I had to testify. I was called to testify. And then they provide the expert testimony to back up the so-called whistleblowers who don't even exist, except as that same person. It's smoke and mirrors, folks. It's all smoke and mirrors. There are bombshell stories right now on Infowars.com. Soros mole Fiona Hill to testify in congressional Ukraine witch hunt. Yes, she is a Soros mole. In fact, if you go back to 2017, it was none other than Roger Stone as a guest here on Infowars.com that said at that time that Fiona Hill was being installed as a mole to function as a deep state spy inside the Trump administration, and she has carried out her treason according to plan. And she is one of many treasonous traitors who must be stopped if we are to save this republic. Now, let's get to this emergency message to President Trump. And I don't have this scripted, by the way. Nothing wrong with scripting. You know, Tucker Carlson does a great job by, you know, planning his thoughts in advance, writing it up. That's great. But I always like to react to what's happening right now in this moment. There's a feeling about what's happening in America. There's rising trepidation, concern, but also patriotism. So I don't have this scripted, but what I need to say to President Trump and any of his allies who are listening is that President Trump, you may be surrounded. In fact, you are surrounded by deep state traitors in Washington, D.C., but those deep state traitors are surrounded by we the people. We the people outnumber all the traitors who are threatening this country. And President Trump, we are ready to defend legally and lawfully this nation, your presidency, the election of 2016. We are ready to defend this country. We are ready to defend our borders. We are ready to defend this nation against the lawless, treasonous left, the lunatics who want to burn this country down, the communists who want to see this country fail, those who push destruction and suffering and the murder of babies that are born alive. We are here to stand against suffering and destruction and pain. We are here to support our republic and to support your presidency, President Trump. So if you get into a situation which seems to be coming, where you feel surrounded, where there's nothing, you've given the orders legally and lawfully, and the traitors inside your own administration are refusing to follow them, well, guess what, President Trump? You call for we the people. We the people are here and ready to assist. We are ready to defend. We are ready to reestablish law and order in this country, again, legally and lawfully. We are ready to descend upon Washington, D.C. with your authorization to defend this nation. In fact, our founding fathers gave us all permission to do that. It's written in the Second Amendment. It's right there. And in the papers and the speeches that led up to the Bill of Rights, that the Second Amendment was created so that the American people would be able to counter the rise of tyranny. And in this moment in history, when America faces this most grave threat of a deep state intelligence operation that now seeks total domination and control over our elections, over our media, over our tech giants, over everything in our country, banking, finance, history, everything. In this moment, this is the moment the Second Amendment was written for. And it doesn't mean that we espouse violence. We abhor violence. We abhor lawlessness. We espouse civil society. And it is that civility that the left has abandoned. It is the due process that they have abandoned. They do not afford you, President Trump, one iota of due process. They have stripped away from you the rights that any reasonable person would have under any trial, any reasonable court system anywhere in the world, the right to face your accusers, the right to cross-examine your accusers, the right to present your own witnesses and your own testimony, your own evidence. They have denied you that right, Mr. President. But you are not alone. And you know, one more thing, Mr. President. Everybody likes to ask you for something. You notice that? Everybody wants you to do something, President Trump. They say, you fix this, you do that. And there are a million requests for you to do something. Well, I'm here today to say that all of us who are patriots, all of us who love this country, all of us who voted to put you into office, we are here not to ask you to do this, but to help you do this. We are here at your service. We are here to help you defeat the deep state, arrest the traitors, invoke the Insurrection Act if you need to. We will be here to help restore law and order in societies as the left tries to burn this country down, as they bomb government buildings and carry out arson and attempted mass killings across America. We the people, with your support, President Trump, we will be here to defend this nation, to defeat the enemies of America, and to restore this republic to the greatness that it once was and can be again. Make America great again. But, Mr. President, you don't have to do it alone. We are with you. We, the people, are with you. Much more straight ahead. Infowars.com, special message from Alex Jones.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
George Soros has penetrated the Trump White House. Soros has planted a mole infiltrating the national security apparatus. A woman named Fiona Hill, who has a Harvard background, has been on the Soros payroll and the payroll of the Open Society Institute, has been brought into the Trump White House by General McMaster.
We are about to break some extremely important news that affects the Trump presidency, that affects not just our nation, but the world. This is really huge information. First off, we know who the second whistleblower is. Deep state mole, George Soros, Hillary funded and backed, Fiona Hill. Now, we're not just breaking this now. Back in July of 2017, Roger Stone was in D.C. He talked to his contacts, and they pointed out that Fiona Hill was bringing in McMaster and all these other people and all these Soros people in to the State Department and other agencies, and that we absolutely had to investigate it and warn Trump. Well, we did investigate it. We found out it was totally true, and we began to warn President Trump. All hell broke loose. Roger Stone then came back on my show. These videos are all posted on InfoWars.com in a big article right now. And said, I just got threatened. I'm told I'm going to be set up and put in prison if I don't back down. But he said, I'm not backing down. I don't care. I just formed an organization called the 45 Group that's going to back Trump and go up against these people that are funding their criminal operations against Trump and America out of Ukraine. Because that was a war zone, and so it was a black budget, billions really a month going in, tens of billions a year, so they were stealing it. We now get the big picture by hindsight, by having the information then. So that's why they were so scared, is we were going after the Soros mole inside the White House. That's why InfoWars had to be deplatformed. It's why all the Hillary Clinton-connected law firms had to sue us, hoping to take us off the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's interesting that yesterday the attorney, Larry Klayman, predicted that I would be targeted for annihilation as part of the Trump takedown. I am not afraid. I'm actually here to meet with other Trump loyalists in a new group that we have founded, the membership of which is secret, but we call it the 45 Group because we're prepared to protect and defend our 45th president.
Now, fast forward to what's happening right now. You see that she's going to testify to Congress, and they're simply calling her. They're not saying that she's a whistleblower. We're told the whistleblowers are CIA and other people from the State Department. All they are is partisan hacks who've already put out disinfo before. Clapper, Brennan, Fiona Hill. They could say they're whistleblower number one, number two, number 10. It doesn't matter because they're all the same group using the statement and the name whistleblower as coverage so they can try to remain secret while they put out false info against Trump, claiming he was demanding that Ukraine follow his orders against Biden or not get $1 billion. See how that works? So now they can come testify about what nebulous whistleblowers said when the whistleblowers are just a composite of Trump haters, angry Democrats, globalists that don't want their Ukraine money cut off and who don't want to go to prison for what they've done, like Biden and Hunter and Pelosi's son involved with the gas company and all the incredible information that's coming out. So they are turning around and going against Trump with the exact things they've been doing, quid pro quo, in Ukraine. So she is the second, quote, whistleblower. She could be the third, the fourth, the fifth. They've got a whole bunch of these angry people lined up. But again, if they come out, she's known to be a Soros operative, no one's going to listen. So they say it's a nebulous secret in the dark whistleblower, then she gets called as the independent person who worked for Trump, and then she confirms it all, and, well, we have to impeach President Trump. Even though Trump had the transcript, even though Trump has all the witnesses, they think that a whole bunch of other Trump haters who work for Obama, Hillary, and openly for the foundations of Soros can, again, still come testify and have credibility because they're not the original source, the whistleblower. Meanwhile, the whistleblowers stay in the dark. Again, that's just a consortium of people like Adam Schiff over the committee and others that have put all this together. We know that. It's all come out now. It's come out that they were already preparing the impeachment the very same day that the letter was being written. This is the death of due process. This is the death of checks and balances. This is the death of the separation of powers in our government if this takes place and if this happens. But again, at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, there's two big articles up there right now that are absolutely critical that everybody should go read that break all this down and then have the videos from July of 2017 and then from videos from 2018 where you learn more about what happened. And remember, Google took our channel down and any other channels that they could find that were hosting those interviews that had millions of views. We couldn't even search it on Google or YouTube and find them. We had to go to Bing and DuckDuckGo and do the exact searches and then find the videos that others had copied onto YouTube. So it's critical that you get all of our reports, even if you have a small channel, and copy them there as well, because they are taking these videos down, ladies and gentlemen, because it shows that she is partisan, she is a hack, she works for George Soros, she was identified as a mole by InfoWars, by Roger Stone, 2+ years ago. And now the system is coming after us with everything they've got, because we're just loyal Americans exposing this. We've also got to get this report out to the president. We've got to tweet this at the president, at Don Jr. and others, because their big fear, if you remember, was keeping InfoWars back in 2017-18 away from Trump. And when Kelly was brought in, his main job was, quote, keeping InfoWars, because it was so fake and so false and so evil, away from Trump. No, the truth was, we had real people in Washington, in the State Department, in the Pentagon. We had the real connections through Roger Stone and many others. We still have a lot of those connections. It's very, very dangerous, because everybody else is scared. Everybody else knows this stuff. But they're all around Trump telling him that they're on his side, pledging allegiance to America, saying they're loyal, and then they use that to then lie about the president and lie about others. And Roger is facing, in 3 weeks, trial, decades in prison for nothing. There is no Russiagate. That's all fake. The court even ruled, well, it's been proven that Russiagate didn't happen, and there's no proof that Russians hacked emails, but that can't be shown to the jury. He's being tried in the swamp in Washington, D.C. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to plant child porn on us. People say, well, we better back off. No. You stand up to tyrants, you have a free country. Everybody kisses their ass and backs down, we all get enslaved. So we played a few clips here of Roger from July of 2000 and from June and July of 2017. There's also some clips I want to play with Ted Malik, who is one of the main organizers of the Davos Group, when he was on with Roger, breaking down all the things that happened as well. And Roger, in some of these interviews, talks about how, again, he's been specifically threatened that he'll be set up if he doesn't back down. And then it all happened. And then Malik got grabbed by the FBI, and they threatened him to tell a bunch of lies, but he wouldn't do it. So this is very serious, and that's why they wanted InfoWars off the air. But we still have band.video. We still have InfoWars.com. And we're still able to get these videos out if you will share them on your email, on your text messages, and by word of mouth. And, yes, at Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, because band.video isn't as blacklisted as InfoWars. You're still able to share that. But this information has to get out, and only you can get it out. Again, flood Trump's Twitter. Flood the campaign, flood them so that President Trump understands who is doing all this. And the lady that's about to testify against him and who is saying in the press that, oh, yeah, she knows it was quid pro quo and she has all this evidence, she was already gone before all of this even happened. It's all a fraud. And so, again, we are the private intelligence agency for the American people and for President Trump. We are loyal. We are organic. We are independent. And we have a fighting spirit and will not back down. But InfoWars needs your prayers and your financial support. Support as well, because the globalists are going to fight for this. They're not going to give us our freedom back without a serious fight. And so that's why it's important. Your word of mouth, your financial support, buying the great products, InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayers is so essential, not just for President Trump, who needs it as well, but for America and for InfoWars. I'm really proud of Roger Stone. I'm proud of our crew. We're here working hard, on a Saturday to bring you this information. And so, again, please spread the articles and please spread this report, because she's Whistleblower 1, 2, 5, 10, 100, 1,000. It's all the same people. It's all crap. It's all made up. They use that term like dossier. Oh, we have the Pissgate dossier. It's a fancy word. And it's all nebulous crap. And now it's, oh, the whistleblower. Oh, they have to testify in secret. No one can see their faces. But Trump has no rights. This is the crazy kangaroo court stuff the Democrats are engaged in. And until the real indictments start, and until we start taking action, until Trump takes action, these criminals are only going to be emboldened. But until the end, we're going to continue fighting on, thanks to all your support. So please spread this breaking news right now about the attempted coup, part 3, against our president. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for watching.
This woman, Fiona Hill, improbably working for the Trump administration, served in the as an advisor to the Open Society Institute for 7 years. She has a lifetime membership in the Council on Foreign Relations. She is a Harvard graduate. Does this sound like somebody who should be serving in the Trump White House?
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
This climate change hoax that's being pushed has many things in common with this impeachment hoax. It's very interesting, in fact. The way the left does everything... Oh, by the way, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I should mention that. This is The Alex Jones Show, even though I'm Mike Adams filling in here today. Yes, just call me Mike. And those of you in the media, you want to attack me for supporting our country, just spell my name right. It's M-I-K-E. For those of you, as Rush says, in real Linda. It's M-I-K-E, rhymes with bike, rhymes with dyke. In fact, my preferred gender pronouns are drain the swamp, lock her up, and make America great again. So if you're going to refer to me in any report, you can't say he or his. You have to say make America great again said this. Got it? Okay, those are my gender pronouns. So according to the rules of the left, you can put anything. I can demand that you... anything I want, and you have to say it anytime you refer to me. You can't say, he said that Trump will have support from the people. You have to say, make America great again said that Trump has support from the people. See, you got to use these little tricks, these mind games, like a reverse Jedi mind trick on liberals. That's how you get things done. But coming up, we're going to have an interview with Bob Griswold about what can we do if civil war goes hot in this country. What should we be looking for and how do we get prepared? And his analysis is spot on, by the way. That's why I wanted to talk to him. But first, I want you to bring up, guys, and for those of you watching at Infowars.com, the post-glacial sea level rise. This is a chart that shows 24,000 years of ocean levels as recorded, you know, through ice analysis and geological analysis and so on. 24,000 years of sea levels for planet Earth. And as you can see, sea levels have risen dramatically from 16,000 years ago up to about 8,000 years ago. And then they leveled off in this area. And then right up here in the top right corner, this little blip right here, this is so-called man-made ocean level rise that climate change has caused, they say, that we are bad people. You see this little point here? This little point here? Oh, we are bad, bad people for causing this little blip right here. What? There we go. Bad. Yeah, we're bad for that. But somehow all this other ocean level change was natural. Oh, amazing. And by the way, if you do a chart of CO2 levels, if you were to do a similar chart on CO2, it would look something like this. Oh, CO2 was really high before. Now it's way down, tiny, low, and it's just starting to blip up a little bit right here to 410 parts per million in atmospheric chemistry. This is all the history of CO2 that was hundreds of times, if not thousands of times higher, probably hundreds of times. And now, oh, it's a little tiny blip up. And the way they lie to you about climate change is they zoom into the area that they want you to see. So they control the time window of all the charts. They lie to you and they don't show you what they don't want you to see, which is exactly what Adam Schiff is doing with this impeachment coup attempt. It's just fake. Everything's fake. They don't let you know the names of the whistleblowers. They don't let you cross-examine them. They don't let you see any evidence that they don't like. And now, whoa, now Adam Schiff says, let's see if we even have time to play this. He says that, oh, you don't need a quid pro quo type of arrangement in order to impeach. Doesn't have to happen. Yeah, we've almost got time. Play some of that just so we can hear it from Schiff's mouth. You got that clip number 8? Shifty Schiff. There doesn't need to be a quid pro quo to impeach Trump.
Ukraine to create these sham investigations into his political opponent. We have discovered in very short order not only the contents of that call, but also the preparatory work that went into that call, the effort to condition something the Ukrainian president deeply sought, and that was a meeting with the president to establish that this new president of Ukraine had a powerful patron.
He's a liar, full-time liar. Let's get him off the screen. I can't stand it. It's making me sick. I'm going to lose my smoothie here. We'll be back after this break with more. Stay with us.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today, who will be back tomorrow. And we're going to be joined shortly by Bob Griswold, an expert in many things, very important things that you need to know to survive what may be coming. But very quickly, before we get to Mr. Griswold, who's standing by, I want to mention I made the mistake of going to the city of Austin the other day and noticed that everything's turning into a prison now, including the buildings. I was in a building in Austin, downtown Austin, to attend this tech thing, and the elevators no longer have buttons. They have security people that can, they punch in the floor that you're allowed to go to. And a lot of the doors to the building are locked now, so you can only exit to different streets, but you can't enter from different streets. They corral you into one particular entrance, and then they control what floor you can go to. Again, no buttons in the elevators. And then I also made the mistake of going to Walmart the other day. I was trying to buy some low-grade food samples to do some testing in my lab for glyphosate. And Walmart's been turned into a little prison system, too. I noticed they put in these new one-way doors at the entrance. They're not really doors. They're like half-height. I don't know what you call them. But you go in, you can't come out. And then they have now video cameras on the self-pay machines, you know, your self-checkout machine, because, you know, they want you to do all the work now. So you're on video there. And they're showing you your own image. No doubt they're tracking that and taking biometrics and comparing that with every police database in the country so that, you know, if you're behind on your child payment or, you know, whatever, if you're wanted for a parking ticket, probably come arrest you at Walmart. And that's why they lock you in there now. It's a prison system. And they've also made the aisles more narrow. And Walmart has banned people from carrying guns, or at least open carry. So now they've created a kill zone system. They've literally created a kill zone. Walmart has become a kill zone trap. You get in, you can't get out. You're a target, but you can't defend yourself. I tell you what, I carried my pistol in there anyway. I just carried it concealed. Nobody bothered me. I'm not going into Walmart without my pistol. They can say whatever they want. I mean, I didn't see a 30-06 sign, which is the law in Texas. If they post a sign like that, you can't carry your pistol. I didn't see that sign, so I carried my pistol. And by the way, I think I'm never going back to Walmart again. I'm just not walking into prison systems like that anymore. I'm tired of it. But anyway, we're joined by Bob Griswold now. Bob Griswold is an expert in a great many things. He's traveled the world. He's seen a lot. And he's been a contractor for, you know, various organizations, and he's done a lot of interesting things. And he's very much aware of what's happening in our country. He's from readymaderesources.com. And I've known about Griswold for a number of years. This is the first time I've ever interviewed him. I've had some private phone conversations asking him for his assessment of things, and he's been spot on. So he joins us today for his analysis of Civil War possibilities and what it means for America. I'll also ask him about California. Mr. Griswold, thank you for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mike. Thank you for inviting me, and look forward to see what the hour brings.
Well, you have a wealth of information to share with people, so let's get right into it. You see what's happening with the deep state coup. You've seen similar things happen in other countries. In fact, you're well aware, as all of us are, that the deep state has run coups in other countries. What typically happens if this goes to a hot phase where the people no longer know sort of which version of the government is the, quote, legitimate version? What tends to happen that you've seen in other countries?
Well, you can have a breakdown of all civil service. Your electrical power grid, your water, your food, what they call supply chain. That means everything that brings supplies into your area, you know, gasoline, heating oil, propane, food, possibly even water or electricity if it's coming from out of state. So you're going to see some very dire things happen because, you know, the Democratic Party, in my opinion, has become the Chinese Trojan horse. They now are acting as a government for Beijing, as the representatives of Beijing in this country. I mean, we see so many Chinese agents inside, you know, like Pelosi or Feinstein's offices. So there is an active coup going on. We do have two governments operating right now within this country. We have the legitimate government that represents a constitutional representative republic, and then we have this deep state that is trying to subvert the will of the people, and that is, by definition, treason and a civil war.
Now, this deep state coup, these treasonous actors, they control the media. They tell CNN what to report. They control culture in many ways. They control Hollywood. They tell Hollywood what to script into the movies and films, right? They control the tech giants. They now control our speech online, at least in the tech giant gatekeepers. How on earth do we expose these people and ultimately arrest them and take them down, defeat them? How does that happen when they have so much control?
Well, I think the first thing, there has to be a transformation of the way people use social media. You and I both use it, and largely even patriot-type people, Christian people, or people that are just wanting to see the values of our republic upheld. Many of these people use social media just for personal use. We really need to take social media to the next step. The left has done this very successfully. And as you said, they use the media, they use all sources of news outlet to keep putting out their propaganda, and they've been very successful in influencing, three generations of children to where now we have a lot of children that actually want that form of government. They have no historical recollection of what that government has brought. I mean, look at Nazi Germany, socialist. They killed 6 or 7 million of their own people. Russia, 22 million of their own people. And China, about 55 to 60 million of their own people. So they have no idea, but we really need to ramp it up, not just you, Mike, not just, Alex Jones, but we all need to take to social media and stop using it so much for just, sending pictures of what we had for dinner last night and using it to expose these people, because that's thing they do not want.
Everybody gets banned because, of course, the tech giants are controlled by the deep state. The tech giants deplatform and demonetize and silence every voice that is pro-Trump. So, something much more profound has to change. Does the president have to somehow order the tech giants to stop violating the First Amendment rights of the American people? Or does the FCC have to jump in and regulate those platforms as public venues? Something else has got to change. Everybody goes out and does what you say, they're just going to get banned right now.
Yeah, if the more people that do it, the harder it becomes to ban everyone. So I think, first of all, maybe 10% of people use it for that purpose. 90% of the other people that would say they believe in a constitutional republic do not use it for that purpose. And that's a fundamental change. If we could overwhelm the system, granted, they might shut it all down, and then it becomes so obvious to people that what they've done, even though it is right now, we use that system. And again, it is a multifaceted thing. President Trump has to step up to the plate and do this. The Supreme Court has to come to terms with the fact that this is the restriction of free speech. It's not, people aren't advocating violence. They're not advocating criminal activity. They're just advocating an alternate viewpoint, and they're being banned for it, which is highly un-American. I mean, this is the implementation of red flag laws. And we need to, everyone that has a love for freedom need to stand up against this, because this is the civil war that we've all feared. These are the opening firing shots.
You're exactly right. But the thing is, so when the deep state is desperate to take Trump out right now in the next few weeks or a couple of months before the IG report comes out, before William Barr can issue, arrest warrants for some of these deep state traitors. When that happens, any of this stuff, the left is going to take to the streets. So I want to ask you specifically, we're about to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what these skirmishes will look like, how radical leftists, Antifa terrorist groups, and so on will take to the streets, cause violence, try to cause mass chaos that could end up in a revolution. And are there international threats that might be coordinated with that, but at the same time, to take advantage of America in its vulnerable state? So Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources will be with us as we return to talk about civil war, what it looks like on the streets of America if it comes to that, and we pray it doesn't. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was talking to the crew here during the break, and we all agreed that the deep state absolutely will not stop until they are forced to stop by the president himself or the, you know, the rule of law. Perhaps military police, who knows? Maybe the invocation of the Insurrection Act. But it's clear that the deep state, they've gone all in. They either rule this country or they all go to prison. And that's the bet that they're making. So they're going all out, which means that there's nothing they won't do. There's no amount of violence that they won't commit if it achieves their political goals. And here to help us analyze what that might mean for you on the streets and in your communities across America is Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources. He joins us, continuing with our analysis. Bob, what do you think is the most likely? Well, let me ask it this way. I think there are two scenarios here. One is when the reports come out, the IG report and so on, and perhaps when there are criminal indictments against these deep staters, I can see a massive uprising coordinated by the left. And the other scenario is in the 2020 election, if Trump wins that election, I think the left goes insane. What's your take on either of these scenarios? Do you agree with my assessment or disagree? What do you think might happen?
I think we need to get a historical perspective, what I said earlier. The Soviet Union with socialism, this is the same philosophy that's ruling these people today, murdered 20 million of their own people. China murdered 55 million of their own people. Nazi Germany, 6-7 million of their own people. These people are lawless. We have to remind that they do not operate by any perceived value or law on the book. They do what is in their own self-interest. And so if they are setting us up right now for them to take us over, and they're doing that by several different means. First of all, we just look in California. We have the most restrictive firearms laws that have just gone on the books. We also see that they have shut down ham radio operators. You know, this is the thing we have to understand, and you ask us what we can do. You know, the military operates command and communication. You know, if they shut down our communication, people's ability to network is greatly limited. They will seek to do that. Mark my words, they will seek to shut down any form of communication we have so that we can network together to overcome them.
Is this California thing then a dry run just to see if they can get away with it? They cut your power, they take your ham radio repeaters, they try to take your guns and ammo. Is there a lot more to this than just the wind?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the intelligence world is called peeling the onion. The outer layers might not even be that important. What you're looking for is to try to get to the inner layers of the onion. So you start peeling away things. You know, intelligence comes from us from many different avenues. And that's what I was talking about before the program. It's something that an Air Force colonel came up with called OODA loop, O-O-D-A. And it just means observe, orient, decide, and act. So what we have to do is, if the first two of those things, the orient and observe, are intelligence gathering apparatus, you can see. So you observe and then you orient to it. You know, if we fail to see and understand how they will go about their coup and how they are going about their coup, they will be successful in their coup. That's why, you know, what they want to do is take those levels of intelligence away from us and have us deciding and acting without any value of information that we have.
So you know, Napoleon. They're stripping away. I'm sorry to interrupt. You're kind of breaking up there a little bit too, but they're stripping away people's ability to charge their cell phones. Ability to even run ham radios, which run on electricity, of course, or the ability to use the ham radio repeaters, the ability to charge their electric vehicles, or even to run gas station pumps that run on electricity. They're taking all of this away, and the average California citizen is completely swallowing that lie that is, oh, it's because of high wind. It's as if suddenly we're being told that wind and electricity are not compatible, when that's never been the case in human history. There's wind all over the world. They don't shut down the power grid everywhere that there's a little bit of wind. But why are people even buying this?
Well, we've been indoctrinated. You have three generations of children that have gone through the Marxist public school system that have been taught to believe the government. And, you know, they think the government's there to serve them. In fact, there, a lot of these people are on the dole of the government. So, you know, they have a vested interest in listening and doing what the government says. This is the enemy we face. It's formidable. And I get very agitated at people that say, oh, they see these snowflake people and they think, well, the Civil War is going to last 3 or 4 minutes and then it's going to be over with. As you pointed out in the beginning of the program, the deep state, it has the news media, banking, information. All these systems are on their side. So the communication part to me is extremely important. There is no reason whatsoever to turn those communication repeaters off. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, but I want to get back to what you mentioned about the violence, that when we say that if the Democrats gain authoritarian control over our country, that they will mass murder conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters, as you said, that's no exaggeration.
No.
That's what they intend.
Yeah, and it will not be done in a humane manner. If we've ever seen any of those videos of people working at slaughterhouses, eventually just killing us will not be good enough. They have to absolutely butcher us, and that's what they will do. You look at what the Soviets did. You look what the North Koreans do. You look what the Chinese do. They organ harvest without sedation. I mean, this is the butchery they plan on doing.
And the NBA condones it, apparently.
Yes.
I mean, and Nike and Adidas and all these tennis shoe companies, they don't have any problem with China's violations of human rights.
No. You, Mike, if I can take a baby that comes out of the womb, cut its head off, break its skull open to sell its brain, you tell me what I won't do.
Well, you could be the director of Planned Parenthood then. If you could do all that, well, you'd get a promotion. They give you bonuses, like brain bonuses.
I mean, there's nothing they will not do. So we need to be planning and making plans effectively to be able to offset what they do. Because, again, social media can be turned off. Your cell phone can be turned off. Even locally, ham radio can be turned off, but it's difficult. There are ways you can speak globally with ham radio. There's ways that you can speak locally with ham radio. And for local communication, that's what's called your area of operation. You know, I live 90% of my life within about 20 miles of where my home is at. You probably do also. Most people in America do. And so knowing that area, because all politics is local, becoming familiar with your area, knowing what the infrastructure of your area is, because mark my words, one of the things they will do is come into your infrastructure, your electrical, your water, your power, your sewer, and make sure it is broken. They will break it.
Isn't it, though, the liberals in their cities who are most vulnerable to power disruptions because they're the most dependent on, you know, all the things that power brings to a city? I mean, in other words, rural America could do much better without power than city folks, right? Just generally speaking.
Absolutely. But, you know, you look at Donald Trump. They did not expect to have a fighter come at him the way he has come at them. And they don't expect people to do the same thing to them that they're doing to other people. I mean, you know, you just look at the Minneapolis rally when those people were throwing urine and spitting and all kinds of vile things they were doing to the people coming out of there. They don't expect it turned on them. And the day that it does turn on them, then, you know, they get a dose of their own medicine.
Well, then they'll scream bloody murder then because, yeah, they can't stand fair play, I guess, or just anything turning against them. We're talking with Bob Griswold here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break with more analysis. Stay with us, Bob. I know you've got a lot more to say. I've got more to ask you. Much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are joined by Bob Griswold in this segment, and it has become apparent to all of us who are paying attention that the deep state now, these dark intelligence operatives, the Adam Schiffs, James Comeys, even the Robert Mueller's and Andrew McCabe's, John Brennan's, It's all collusion of treason against America. It's become apparent that they absolutely will not stop until they are forced to do so. But attempting to expose them or stop them makes them desperate. And then they come out and push for all kinds of insanity because they'd rather see America torn down and destroyed than to lose power themselves. In other words, they'd rather America lose than Trump win. And so anything is possible at this point. And joining us here is Bob Griswold for his analysis. I want to ask you about when the powers that be, when they fall into such desperation, Bob, what are they capable of that you've seen maybe elsewhere around the world? What are they capable of doing? I mean, you talked about the mass executions that they would carry out against conservatives and Christians, but I mean, give it to us viscerally, just physically. What are they going to do?
Further than what goes on into this country. I think, again, the butchery that is done every day to young babies in this country, the sexual exploitation of children, that's just, it is not just using them for sex purposes. It's using them for satanic ritual abuse. It's using them for just the adrenochrome in their blood. It is beyond anything you and I can imagine. I mean, I won't even say things that I've talked with people that are in the know that do. But I will say this. I was told by a federal law enforcement official that if the entire resources of that agency were used to investigate prepubescent sex crimes in America, they wouldn't even make a dent in it. So you ask what people will do, and they're not even desperate yet. You let the government cut off the supply chain. You let these people interrupt the supply chain, their food, your water, your TV, your beer, whatever it is. And so, and then you add on top of that, you know, one in five Americans is probably on an opiate, a benzoid, or some other drug that's mind altering. You have a society that is filled with violence to begin with, filled with, you know, I won't go into too much of it, but filled with a lot of, you know, sexual, you know, pornography type thing on the internet, grossest of gross. And you have people that view this and watch this all the time, and you have all that together. Those people are not going to take up knitting when they have an interruption of what they are doing. They are going to act out the most horrible things we can imagine. So the question, what advantages can we create for ourselves against our adversaries, and how can we exploit those? Because the first and foremost thing we're going to need to do is communicate. Networking is going to be crucial for the survival of good people in what is coming here, because they will, like you said, they'll bring the country down. They'll turn your cell phone off. They'll turn your IP address off. If you have a sat phone, they can turn that off. You know, Jesus Christ had what I call concentric circles of friends. Peter, James, and John, the 12, the 70, and the masses. We really need to start developing amongst people we trust and know those concentric circles of communication and trust. That way, when things come, we can network together to offset what they have planned for us. We know what they have planned for us, and that's the concentration camp, the detainment camp, where you will be either, if you're a young person, you'll be blood matched, and if you have some value as far as your organs, you'll be used there. If you can be used for slave labor, you'd be used there. All you have to do is look throughout history what happens to women and these types of things when they're put in occupation camps. The Japanese called them comfort women. It's gone on in every war. If you look at the history of World War II, post-Italy, post-Germany, after the war, in a book that's called The Savage Continent, husbands would actually send their wives out to earn money, if you know what I mean, and parents would actually send their young girls out to earn money.
About the politics then. I mean, we in this next election and in supporting Trump and defeating these deep state operatives, you know, we are talking about everything is at stake here. Your daughters, let's say, or your family, your livelihood, your life, everything is at stake here. Because what you're describing, Bob, is that's the ideal scenario that the Democrats want to put in place if they gain authoritarian control, which is what they're now demanding. Absolute obedience, total control, complete annihilation of freedom of speech, no civil rights whatsoever, demanded obedience to their authority. And under that system, what you are describing, I think, is what will play out in America if, for example, Hillary Clinton were elected president. Does that seem correct?
Or put in place as president. Yes, it is right. Correct, because, again, there's nothing that woman hasn't done already, and she will just do it to everyone she can. How many people have they murdered already? What kind of debauchery does she already support? So if she gains the power to do that, she'll do it on a grand scale. So it goes back. You know, I like solutions. What can we do? Again, we need all become vocal, just not you, just not Alex. everyone needs to get vocal and really take this seriously. Our posterity will judge us by what we do right now. They will either curse us for not doing and stepping up to the plate and ensuring their freedom, or they will praise us that we stepped up to the plate as the great generation did and said, you know, we're going to defeat evil. And this is what we need to do right now. We need to defeat evil. But evil is just not going to be something we can talk our way out of, because as you pointed out, you know, these people are violent. They will commit acts of violence. And so we need to be ready for that. And I never recommend, you know, going out and starting violence, but we need to be able to respond to it when it's brought to us. You know,
well, this is part of the problem, though, Bob. I mean, what you're saying is absolutely spot on. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, in World War II, for example, the battle lines were more clear. But yes, here, you know, the battle lines are all intertwined. You know, these are the— there are evil people at your workplace, let's say, evil people teaching your children. It's drag queen story hour at the library, and they're twerking in front of your kids. You know, I mean, it's insane. The evil is now everywhere. The infestation of evil, it is like a literal demonic possession of some proportion of the population now running government, running media, running Hollywood. It's— how do you confront that?
Okay, well, you know, in the Revolutionary War, it started in the pulpits of America, which are totally sold out to the New World Order. This is why I think, you know, as much as I do not want it, Mike, I've traveled this world. I've been throughout North Africa. I've been throughout the Middle East, been throughout Asia. I've seen violence, and no sane person wants violence. It is something that will affect us all. It is something that will scar us all, but sometimes it is forced upon us. And I think it has come to the point in this country that we are either going to have to stand up and say no more, you know, not one more domino falls, or we're just going to watch ourselves go into this horrible demonic slavery where our posterity is going to be at the whim and beck of these global elitists. Your women will be exploited, your labor will be exploited, your work and everything you produce will go to them. And so we are at this crucial hour where everyone is going to have to stand up. We have to, you know, for me, I have to pray for revival, that somehow these gutless preachers will stand up and encourage their members to resist this evil.
Do you think it's feasible that there could be, if they remove Trump from power, if they arrest him through this faked impeachment coup attempt, is it feasible that we might see a million plus Americans, patriots, descending on Washington, D.C. and just saying enough is enough, we are here to restore law and order?
I hope it's more than a million. I hope it would be in a spirit of civil disobedience, that we will not take this anymore. You cannot push this on us anymore, and we are going to dispossess you of the power that you so desperately crave. It's going to have to come to that. These people are, as we've seen, are never willingly going to go away again. So this is what we need to be doing right now. You know, a military, it plans ahead. There are 17 soldiers supporting one fighter.
We got to go to break, Bob. Hold that thought. We'll continue after this break. You're watching The Alex Jones Show, interviewing Bob Griswold here about Civil War, the hot phase. What does that look like in America? This is Mike Adams filling in. We'll be back after this break with the continuation of this interview. Stay with us.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
Final segment today on this Sunday, October 13. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. Thank you for continuing with us. Final segment here, we're interviewing Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com about what's likely to happen as the deep state, well, traitors try to take this into a hot coup. They aren't backing down. They're going to do anything and everything necessary from their point of view to try to destroy this country, overthrow the republic, nullify the 2016 election, and frankly, they're going to try to execute President Trump, and then they will execute all of us next if they can get away with it. But we've talked about the threat. Now let's talk about solutions. What can you do personally and in your community to help this country survive this dire, dark chapter in history? What can you do? Bob Griswold is here to tell us some of his analysis of that answer. Go ahead, Bob. Start with the basics.
You know, Yeah, there's so much that goes on because, you know, you have to know the politics of your area. I recommend everyone, what I do is I have my topographical maps of my area. I know my geographic location. I know what operates in this area. I know how this area operates. And all politics is local. And so we really are going to need to take this on a grassroots basis, that we start dominating each area that we can dominate. If you can dominate with communication your area, your politics, that's what we need to start taking effect of. And we can't sit by and let this happen anymore. This is why I tell people, you know, get your ham radio license. It gives you the ability to talk to emergency services in your community, to report, you know, even inclement weather in your community, and the ability to network with friends and family. I had an incident a while ago where we have a communication network set up, and I had a distress call from one young lady who was our friend, and she lives on a very remote piece of property. And there were people on her property that were shining flashlights and didn't know what it was about. So I could take the communication that I have, and we could go over to her house rather rapidly, and I could observe what was going on there and make an evaluation of what I needed to do. That's an example of how we need to be working on a network basis right now. There is nothing stronger than that that we can put together.
So just additional comments on that. So in the case of California right now, for example, cutting off the power grid to the people, when they can cut you off and deprive you of food and electricity, perhaps even your firearms for self-defense and or ammunition and so on, when they can deprive you of those things, then they make you subservient to the state. So I think just to summarize what you're saying is the more resilient and self-reliant you are, and the more networked you are, the more you can respond without being made subservient to the state, correct?
Absolutely. And this is what people need to do. I mean, again, the military has their supplies pre-positioned for a reason. The logistics of a military operation are a large part of that operation. As they say, it takes 17 soldiers to support one soldier pulling a trigger. And again, we need to do what they did in 1775, in 1776. We need to start networking together and put away the foolishness that we're engaged in and start working together, realizing that our country is at stake. In a decade from now, we could be looking at an American gulag, or we could look at American freedom. I don't think it'll go on much longer than that. So this is a thing that we each have to come to the realization that we're at the breaking point right now, and we need to step up and do what we can do. And this is why I say, learn to communicate with your friends outside a network system. Radio communication is the only non-network system that you have. And even if the repeaters go down, you can still relay messages because it works on line of sight. So as far as I can transmit, then I can transmit to somebody, they can transmit to somebody, they can transmit to somebody. I have what I call my area of operation comm map. I've already mapped out how far my communications will go, line of sight. I know who I can call, who I can't call. And so I can call and say, you know, a broken arrow if I've got a problem, and let them come and help me, or I can help them, or at least spread the word out. I've told people like, the Hagmans and Quail and all those to develop this. That way, if something happens to you, or say to you, Mike, and you have that ability to network and you can get that one call out, at least the goons can't come and take you away in the middle of the night without somebody knowing that something has happened. They can't blame it on, we don't know what happened. Yeah, now you've alerted people.
Good advice. Want to ask you about the role of government. If this situation breaks down while President Trump is president, and we see the radical left rising up, for example, if Trump wins the 2020 election, which I think seems likely right now, and the left will go insane, Trump commands the federal government and the military, but then you might have governors like Newsom who then try to command his state guard troops to defy federal orders and so on. How do you see government forces playing out in that scenario where Trump wins the election, but the left refuses to accept the election?
Well, you look, 50% of people voted for Hillary, 50% of people voted for Trump. So you have 50% of the people in this country that will vote for somebody who's absolutely a total degenerate. I have to call into question where their loyalties would really lie. Would it lie with the Constitution, or would it lie with the political wind of the day. I personally think it would lie with the political wind of what they believe. They would not stand up and support the Constitution. The military is probably more than half support, a Constitution or a Republic. I don't know how the soldiers would come down. But again, this is why we need to develop our own network. If we're relying on another network of people to come and save us, it's probably not going to happen. This is what the local community, local politics, local group does, that we learn to support one another. And then you can, that if we do that effectively, we will take back this country. It will happen. But if we don't do that effectively, because, you know, right now, you know, they seek to divide us every way we can. So you invert what they're doing. They want blacks to hate whites. They want Asians to hate this guy. They want us, this religion, to hate that religion. So that must be very effective in their playbook. So what do? We invert that and do just the opposite. We seek to build unity with these people and work together and bring consensus among us that we can then, you know, outdo what they're trying to do to us.
Well, you're exactly right. And by the way, they want to say that we are the violent ones, even though we are actually the peaceful, law-abiding citizens and firearms owners who have concealed carry permits. We don't go initiate violence like the left does. But they want to say that we're violent. And then they want to try to spark violence, you know, by spitting on the Trump supporters, you know, at the rally in Minnesota and so on, and pepper spraying people. Aren't they trying to evoke a reaction so they can have the cameras just show, you know, a Trump supporter defending himself, for example, with a handgun, and then they can say, oh, all Trump supporters are violent? Isn't that what they're trying to do?
Of course. You know, against violence is their tool. You know, camaraderie, brotherly love, whatever you want to call it, is their enemy. They do not want that. They want the violence. No, and again, as I said, no sane person wants violence, but they're not sane. They realize that violence plays into their playbook. But I think I think in this country, and I want to be careful, it's almost to the point where that is going to be forced upon us. And there is going to be breakouts of violence and skirmishes of violence, because, as you said, when the IG report comes out and you have some major indictments come down, or if Trump wins the Electoral College but loses the popular vote or whatever that would be, these people are not going to be able to handle it. I mean, you know, as I said, Mike, these people are going to go from, you know, don't gender pronoun me to Iwo Jima in one day. And that's a transition.
Oh, my.
It's a transition. You can't make.
Everyone understands the right to self-defense. If you're being imminently attacked, you could shoot someone in self-defense if that attack is imminent under the U.S. laws and state laws in most areas, but not all areas. You know, laws vary. But what about the right to defend your nation? What about the right to defend your local community? You know, what if an Antifa mob is attacking your local sheriff's department and the deputies need help, actually, because, you know, they don't even have very much ammo, by the way. The ones I know, they don't even carry that much ammo. At what point do citizens need to defend their communities?
You know, just to segue here just for a second, there was a report that came out recently that these ISIS people are actually being rotated into war zones such as the Turkey-Syrian war zone and getting actual hard combat training, and then they're being cycled back into Europe and the United States. So, again, the people that those sheriff's deputies might be facing might be war-hardened people. Again, this is where U.S. veterans would come in who do have this, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, combat veterans that could come in and say, listen, you know, have the sheriff mass deputize these people and then stand up and send them fleeing.
There you go.
Because
there you go.
That's
I'm
the
sorry
only
to interrupt,
thing I understand.
But we're out of time. You just nailed it. We need to deputize the people who can defend this nation. In fact, President Trump needs to call on such an action to deputize veterans and all patriots who are willing to help defend this nation if it comes to that. But thank you. Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. Thank you for joining me today. Mike Adams here for Alex Jones at Infowars.com. Be sure to check the website and support us at InfowarsStore.com. Thank you for watching. Be safe.